This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. In Ephesians 6, 18 and 19, we read, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." In this chapter, we see that prayer is connected with putting on the whole armor of God. It comes immediately after Ephesians 6:17, which says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And then right after that, he tells us to pray. Remember, God speaks to us by his word. That is why it is so much easier to talk to God in prayer after we have let him speak to us in the written word of God. God can introduce the topic of conversation better than you and I can. Many think that prayer is begging God to give them things that he is otherwise unwilling to give. They treat prayer like they do salvation. God is always unwilling, and we have to convince him to save us, and after we are saved, we have to convince him to give us something. But God is our loving Father, and he is a perfect Father. He is ready and willing to give us exactly what we need when we need it. Of course, we do not always agree with our Father as to when and where. So why doesn't he give us more than he does? To answer that question is to answer why we need prayer. Prayer is not to change God. We can sit in a prayer meeting all day and night and not change God. So why prayer? Prayer is to change us. Prayer puts us in a place so we can adjust to God's purposes and to be able to use what God is so willing to give us. So it is a good thing that most of our prayers are not answered the way we want. If we get everything we ask for, we will not like what we get. A parent knows that a child who gets what he wants all the time is not happy. But children who get things sparingly better appreciate what they have and know how to use them. So we should pray without ceasing, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, as the verse says, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We should not pray for power unless we are willing and know how to use it. It may take a lot of reading of the scriptures and praying to get to a place where we can do that, and that's growth. But that is what prayer is for. So prayer is of little use unless it is in the Spirit. That means in accord with the revealed scriptures. There are times we do not know what to pray for or how to pray for it, but the Spirit can give utterance, thankfully. Prayer is a mighty power which we should be using more, not because it in any way changes God, but because it changes us. Our Lord prayed when he was here on earth, and our apostle taught us to pray. And let us pray for each other. Make your requests known to God, and even pray the prayers of Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Philippians 1, and Colossians 1. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com.